Blog Talk Radio.
Join us now as we take you into a powerful Wednesday morning edition of the First Year's Prayer and Praise. Come with me as I visit this service. God bless you.
And put you one step.
Thank you.
Go on.
Thank you.
Faith is a grain of a mustard seed. It brings
faith.
It's more than confidence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because we can do all things through Christ. Strength. Because all weapon, if we shall prosper. And every time they shall ask against us in judgment, we shall be different. Thank you, Lord. For saving our brothers, making us whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving our family, our children. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can speak with you. Let's pray and let's
thank you,
Savior. We love you. We praise you. We appreciate you for doing it. We lift you up. We come to you, tell you, Lord. All right. Yeah. Thank you, because the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. We're coming out
there, Lord, the battle.
With our hands are praising you. Thank you, thank you. I thank you because it's not over. You still.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank you for meeting our broken hearts. Thank you for the Lord's bless you, Lord. Let people be aware. In the name of Jesus, touch people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. There's a prayer line. Touch some, Lord. Bless them bountifully. Bless them bountifully. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for your presence in the room.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're in the room, everything is subject to you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Subject to you.
Thank you for your blood, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank us all.
All petition. Yes, subject to you.
Watch it away all.
Subject to you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
God, your enemy, everyone, he comes to steal, kill, destroy. You came to bring life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the Lord. You bind the devil and we cast him out. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for every prayer going on. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Touch out your mighty hand over your people everywhere. Move in the room. Move in the room.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm coming to you right now. Thank you and asking you to move in the room. Bless the people on this front line.
Please magnify your name.
Just bless, bless, bless. I pray that you give them their heart's desires.
Thank you.
Begin to believe for financial blessings.
Thank you.
To bless in their finances. Even when things terrible seem to be the state.
Thank you, Lord.
When the economy seems to be bad. God, supply every need of good people.
Well,
I promise you will. And to thank you.
Bless
you. To bless your back. Thank you so much for all things.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Focus
on giving us some miracles on the panel.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give you the glory and the praise shall be thine.
Yes, Lord.
We ask it in Jesus. Jesus, mighty name.
Jesus,
and we thank you for that. Bless all of our staff, persons who are part of this program. Lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And again and again we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the glory of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And amen.
Thank you,
amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. God bless you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Praise for you. Thank God for the first fruits. This is the prayer line that God is doing miracles on. So many miracles. Thank God for the time and look back on your shoulder. And there have been so many miracles in this prayer line that I can
even. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We want to thank God for them. And he gets the glory. He's done it. He gets the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bind the enemy. We cast him
out. Bind him and send him away.
Cast
him out here, Lord.
Yes. All of you, if you would, take time. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Give God my glory, my God, my praise, and thank him. I challenge people everywhere not sit there, but
Hallelujah.
And let's do it right now. Thank you, Lord. Praise check. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. that he's most awesome. And I want to thank you for the privilege of just speaking with him.
Thank you, sir.
Even praising him. Amen. Just being about the Father's business. We've been talking about that for the last couple of days. I'm beginning to realize it even more that he created us. Amen. That we might be about his goodness.
Yeah.
All aspects of it. One of the things, this is an adult Christian subject. Now, because we need help. Yeah. We need help as saints of God. Amen. If we ever get to the point where we think we've arrived, we arrived at the wrong point. We got to be like Paul. I press for the mark and the prize of high calling in Christ Jesus. We have to press. Amen. And part of that pressing is really being about the Father's goodness. Yesterday, Buddy and I were about the Father's goodness. I went to the hospital. Later on, she joined me and our whole family. It was about the Father's goodness. I had a loved one in the hospital. I went to see about him. Amen. That's about the Father's goodness. Amen. We pray until God moves, until we hear from heaven. The enemy tried to bring about an emergency situation during that time. But God touched. God made a way. Simply because we were about the Father's goodness. Amen. Yesterday, we were able to pray for people here, there, many places, everywhere. Just being about the Father's goodness. We're able to be used of God to lift heavy burdens, lighten heavy loads. Even at the same time, we had heavy burden, lighting a heavy load. But God used being about the Father's business to lift our heavy burden. You know, God is like that. Just be about the Father's business, and He will bless you. He will help you. He will make a way. I mean, really.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank God. We went to the church yesterday, making some improvements on the church. That's about the Father's business. Yeah, just everywhere you look, you can be in the Father's business. Your cousin doesn't know Jesus, and you witness to him or to her. That's about the Father's business. Yeah. Somebody on the street, you went to the store and you were able to invite somebody to church. That's about the Father's business. Everything you do want to have something about being about the Father's business. Yeah, able to witness to somebody to help them, encourage somebody. That's about the Father's business. Yeah, to pray for them. They had a pain in their side. They were paralyzed on the left side. You prayed and God touched them and healed their body. Tell us about the Father's goodness. Somebody at church or somebody around you needed your help. You shook $20 in the hand. That was about the Father's goodness. Yeah. Everything and everywhere you go, that would be in your mind to be about the Father's goodness. See, Father had a burden. His burden was for mankind. Man has sinned so much, and you animals are trying to expunge his sins, to take them away. God got tired of man killing animals everywhere. He said, I need a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, once and for all. Jesus said, I will came down because he was being about the Father's business. Came down, healed the sick about the Father's business. Raised the dead about the Father's business. Cast out demons about the Father's business. preach the gospel, throughout the land, and all his goodness. Call the disciples to continue the work, all about the Father's goodness. And we through the disciples, most of them, we through Jesus Christ, have been called, amen, to be about the Father's goodness. We are disciples now, taking the Father's goodness all over the world. You have been called to be about the Father's goodness, to be used in God, amen, to lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Anoint them with oil. They shall recover. Yeah. To speak to people who are down and out about the Father's goodness. To speak to people who are going through situations that are so heavy they can hardly bear them. To lay hands on blind eyes and people can see. That's the Father's goodness. Pray for those who are deaf. Ask God to unstop ears that are called in to hear. That's the Father's goodness. To be concerned about people. That's the way Jesus was. Concerned about people all around. That's the Father's goodness. Yeah. To have compassion on people. That's what Jesus did. Because he was being about the Father's goodness. Yeah. All aspects of Christianity is simply about the Father's goodness. Now, to help people receive the Holy Ghost, it's certainly about the Father's goodness. To help young people, to help the saints, just to remember everybody. That's about the Father's goodness. Because Jesus remembers when others forget. About the Father's goodness. Yeah. Be on the prayer line at 6 a.m. in the morning. Why are you here? To be about the Father's goodness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, that you laid it on my heart to talk to the saints about being about the Father's goodness. The wind lost souls to Jesus. I came to seek those who are lost, Jesus said. That's a fact business. Trying to tell them that there is eternal life offered to them. That's being about the Father's business. Tell them to get ready. That Jesus is on his way back. That's being about the Father's business. Help them to learn how to live holy, about the Father's business. Help them learn how to treat people. That's about the Father's business. Everything we do as Christians, as saints of God, ought to be about the Father's business. God bless you. Every time you give a praise report, when the devil will tell you to shut up and do pressure away, and tell the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you. And giving that praise before it is being about the Father's goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, for being about the Father's goodness. God bless all of you. I wonder, is Pastor Strada on the line? Before I want to get an identification for CMAP and following that, let's give you identification from the blog line. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Are you there, Pastor Strada? All right, let's move on with the blog line, everybody. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We are here. Good morning to you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of our the staff, to everyone that's here today from all around the world. We greet you. Yes, we are broadcasting live here in the live studio of Blog Talk Radio, NPA, our radio, npa.com. We can be accessed on the Internet as well as the chat rooms are open. You can also go to chat room for those of you who are joining us by the web. Amen. And we can be reached simply by dialing in to the studio, 347-934-0207. and we are being heard all over the world. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. Thank you for the tremendous introduction that you give us every day. Thank you also for being steadfast and living always abounding in the work of the Lord. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, sir.
Wonderful and something awesome happened to you. In the name of Jesus. Crystal. God bless you.
I receive it.
And you have something to go ahead.
I was just saying I receive it. Thank you so much. Wow.
You're welcome. Please thank Bishop Hagen for allowing you to be a part of this prayer. We appreciate it. And he's a great man. Thank God for him. Hope many of you are coming to the convention because we have some surprises that we are planning for many of you. And you need to be here. Amen. Some of you are receiving awards and believing in the Lord. You need to press your way. Some of you, we have a plan. We have a plan for you to help us send up 1 billion praises. You need to press your way. Amen. I was thinking about going to the International Women's Convention, but I prayed and asked God, Lord, do you want me to go? And the Holy Ghost said, yes, 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 go. And then he said, I have a surprise for you. I had to press my way to get it, but the Lord opened the door, and I went, and the Lord gave me several surprises. Going and even when I got there, I'm going to tell you, I'm being the Lord has surprised for you. You need to push your way. The Lord bless you and keep you. We're going straight to the testimonies, as they would call them, some would call them. My approach to it is praise reports. And go straight to them. Thank God for all of our assistants. Thank God for Pastor Strada and Pastor Williams and Pastor Pfeiffer and Dr. Lacey and Dr. Stern and Prophet Spitt. Amen. Special assistant, Nicholas Hodges, Boston Hagen. God bless her. Thank God for Mother Edley Johnson, 94. Amen. And thank God for the woman behind the scenes, Lady Johnson. Thank God for you. Tell our prayer to put. Is there anyone who wants to pick that?
Dr. Johnson, may I get those praise reports for you this morning? Rest you up.
Thank you. Oh, man, please, do it.
God bless you, saints. And we thank God for our leader this morning, Dr. Johnson, and all of you, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, and everybody that's on the prayer line this morning. Now is the time that we have to give our praise reports. So he said, our testimonies of the goodness of God. And I want to start it off by saying, I thank God for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank God that today is a day that he's going to allow me to be seen and not viewed. And to God be the glory for that. We're now opening up the line for those of you that have praise reports or testimonies that you would like to share with the line this morning. Who will be the first one to jump in there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is
Mother Jack
from Indianapolis, Indiana. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
Well, I just want to thank and praise the Lord. I was eating some ribs just my teeth fell out. And the Lord blessed me to get the money to get it fixed, which was $1,000. And I said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Fine. So Mother Yop is on her way to Anderson now to get her teeth fixed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I heard someone else trying to jump in.
This is Prophet Stith, area code 870, and I just get a joy out of listening to Mother Johnson's praise report. I tell you, she'll praise God in season, out of season, want, lack, in all things. She gives thanks unto God for a piece of bread, a car, a stove, a condo. I'm talking about faith. Go ahead, Mother. I just want to just give a shout out to you this morning. Praise the Lord. But my praise report out, on the last 3 days, I have not been feeling very well, and I'm somewhat a private person. It's between me and God, and I have my prayer warriors and saints that I pray for all the time, that are praying for me. And the beginning of the year, the Lord said, pray for yourself. Plead the blood of Jesus over yourself. But I don't know about you, saints, but there's sometimes when you just don't have the strength to pray for yourself. Glory to God. I was so sick yesterday, and the last two nights, except for last night, thank you, Jesus, I thought I was having a stroke. I thought I was having a heart attack. And I said, Lord, much as I do for you, and go and stretch and extend, oh, my God, for you. You know, I'm not going anywhere. If I'm not dying here tonight or any other night, and I'm not going to lie in this bed and have a stroke. My face had gotten numb, and I was in excruciating pain, and I've never had blood pressure problems, but my blood was up so high that I was dizzy, vision blurry, and I'm bumbling around the house, and I start pleading the blood of Jesus. But,
all
you
right.
know, it started, and I went to sleep, and I just said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I woke up yesterday morning. I was on the prayer line. I'm on it every morning. You all know I'm at work. So I just really can't get all the way in there. But today I'm not at work. Glory, glory, glory. I'm on my way to take my dad to the doctor. But I just thank God. And then yesterday morning, and I hit all over again. And I said, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And I believe my report says I'm healed, I'm delivered, I have the victory. I couldn't reach my dad. I couldn't reach my pastor. I needed somebody to pray for me, and my best friend wasn't available. And I don't like to call Dr. Johnson and bother him unless I really need to. I said, Dr. Johnson, I need you to pray for me because I don't feel good. And I had just left going to the doctor. I called. They walked me in and just laid me down and took all those tests. And I had a test of my brain. I thought, the devil is a liar, trying to make me think I was having a stroke. Mm-hmm. And I said, the devil, you a liar. And I just jumped and said, Ephatha, Ephatha. And I just sat it in that waiting room, Ephatha. I was laying on the bed. I said, God, I know you are a healer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pray for me. He began to pray for me, saying, I got